A caution against heavy investment in food manufacture. In the night season, a representation was given to me, and some instruction regarding the health food work. A few men were examining some plants having a tangled mass of roots. The roots on some of these plants were very long. Others had shorter roots. Those with the long roots looked healthy and promising, and men were rejoicing in the prospects of much fruit from these plants. Each seemed eager to secure the ones he regarded as the most promising, and there was strife and contention over them. One of authority appeared in the midst of them, and said, "You do not need these long roots." "Why do we not need them?" some asked. "Because the Lord is honored only by those plants that are connected with fruit-bearing branches. You are greatly mistaken in supposing that these longer roots will bring forth fruit such as you desire. A large expenditure of means to secure possession of them will result in confusion and will involve you in difficulties that you do not now realize. The plants with the short roots are the ones you should select, for their cultivation will not absorb a large amount of means, and within a short time they will bear fruit to the glory of God." I was shown that the plants with the long, tangled roots represent certain food enterprises, which seem to be very promising, but which would produce but small returns in proclaiming God's redeeming love to man. These enterprises represent a large outlay of means, but they are not in harmony with the Lord's method of carrying forward His work, and they will result in entanglements. The plants with the short roots represent enterprises which will not require such a large outlay of means, but which will bring speedy returns in the advancement of the gospel, and will result in the salvation of many souls. To us as a people, God has given the work of preaching in all parts of the world, the gospel of the kingdom. Our means and talents are not to be bound up in the production of expensive foods. Our commission is to proclaim the truth, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Education our primary work. I am bidden to say that we are not largely to bind up talents in food enterprises. Our food stores and our restaurants have not been trees that have borne a large crop of fruit. There needs now to be a converting power among our workers. In our food work, we should study the simplicity of health reform. Better results will be seen if we devote our energies largely to the work of educating the people how to prepare simple, healthful foods in their own homes, instead of spending our entire time in the manufacture and sale of foods, which involve a large investment of means. Many are unable to purchase the manufactured health foods. By teaching these persons how to utilize the simple food products of the earth in a healthful manner, we shall reveal a spirit of true Christian benevolence. During the past night, I received this instruction for our brethren: keep your money, and deal in foods that are much less costly, and which, prepared in a nutritious form, will answer every purpose. I call upon our people: be not deceived, be not decoyed, neither begrudge to the speculating parties their wonderful advantages. The Lord bids me raise my voice in warning. Beware how you invest the Lord's money in things that you can get along without. Endeavor to produce less expensive preparations of the grains and fruits. All these are freely given us of God to supply our necessities. Health is not insured by the use of expensive preparations. We can have just as good health while using the simple food preparations from the fruits, grains, and the vegetables. Every feature of the third angel's message is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. This is a much greater work than many realize. Our missionary enterprises are the one great object demanding our undivided attention at this time. Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. In this work we are to study simplicity. This message is a testing message. Received into honest hearts, it will prove an antidote for all the world's sins and sorrows. No conditions of climate, of poverty, of ignorance, or of prejudice can hinder its efficiency, or lessen its adaptability to the needs of mankind. The proclamation of the great gospel message is the work of the disciples of Christ. Some will labor for this in one way, and others will carry another branch of the work, as the Lord calls and directs them individually. All have not the same line of work, but all may unite in their efforts. The word of the living God is to be proclaimed throughout the world. The gospel is to go forth with great power, marked by practical manifestations of the Spirit of God. Our workers are to become a living agency to reveal the purpose of God in calling them to His work. The word of the glorious gospel is to be preached in its divine comprehensiveness. By the living voice, and by kind, compassionate deeds, we are to exemplify the principles of the gospel. The simple, effective, methods of teaching truth are represented by the short truths. The truth may be advanced by works of charity, by helping the ignorant, the sick, the hungry, and the helpless. But our work is not to be confined to the outcasts. The highways as well as the byways are to be thoroughly worked. Written September 1906.